Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. We're coming to the last country in this report, Turkey. This relates to Communication 2980/2017 of March. The views were issued in March 2019. This is a case relating to arbitrary arrest and detention and access to justice. As for effective remedies, we'd ask the state party to release the authors, to provide them with adequate compensation, and to prevent the occurrence of similar violations in the future. As for the arguments of the state party, they referred that the translation into Turkish was done and distributed among relevant authorities. But the state party challenges the committee's views by pointing out its lack of trustworthy information and draws the committee's attention to updated information regarding the judicial proceedings and the author's conditions of detention. Regarding the detention of one of the authors, the state party submits that in September 2018, the Ankara Assize Court accepted the indictment against him. The author's defense lawyer was entitled to examine the contents of the criminal case file and the collected evidence. The author's detention was reviewed twice, and that there were no restrictions on the communication visits in the penitentiary institution where it was being held. The author had received visits from his lawyer, from his families. He has received letters. He was provided with medical examination and all necessary medical treatment. Regarding the second author, also the Assize Court of Ankara accepted the indictment. The author's detention was reviewed by two different jurisdictions. The author appealed against the decision, but the Assize Court on the extension of his detention, but his appeals were duly examined, but ultimately rejected. He also received visits from lawyer family and was provided with sufficient medical attention. With regard to Article 9 of the Covenant, the state party considers that our conclusions are baseless, since the author's detentions were reviewed regularly by competent and independent courts, and that the criteria for reasonableness and necessity were met by the decision of domestic courts regarding the extension of the author's detention. As to the lack of effectiveness of domestic remedies, the state party considers that the committee's finding to be unfounded. The state party submits that the Constitutional Court has competence to review cases concerning pretrial detention following the declaration of the state of emergency in Turkey. The authors are deliberately trying to misinform the committee, and the committee's communication should have been declared inadmissible due to the failure to exhaust domestic remedies, and so the state party urges the committee to review its views. For the author submissions, they say that their situation has not improved. Concerning the exhausting of domestic remedies, as the European Court of Human Rights in recent cases has acknowledged, the Constitutional Court no longer constitutes an effective remedy. Regarding the review of decisions to extend their detention, the review in question took place in their absence and in the absence of their lawyers. And the longer, as our committee has stated, or as the European Court of Human Rights has stated, but it's also our committee's position, the longer the detention is, the more elaborate the scrutiny needed to be done in regard to the grounds justifying a further extension of detention. With regard to the current situation of the authors, immediately after the adoption of the committee's views, they were brought before a judge and sentenced to a long prison term in the absence of any fair trial guarantees. One of the authors for a prison term of 8 years and 9 months, and another author to 6 years, 6 months, and 22 days for being members of a Fethullahist terrorist organization. One of the authors was sentenced further to a prison term of 1 year, 6 months, and 22 days for disseminating propaganda in favor of the SAM organization. They could not access their case file before the trial. The charges brought against him had been formulated in overly general and abstract terms that could not justify either their detention or conviction. Following elements were used to justify their convictions, their use of the application Bylock, and an online communication platform similar to WhatsApp, the fact that they had some money in Bank Asia, which for years was the most used bank in Turkey, and finally, that the statements of Mr. A, initially the third applicant, were also used, but the authors are not aware of the content of those statements. And the committee's views were disregarded by the judges during their trial, who considered them as either false or inapplicable in the domestic courts. The state party comes back, refers to the fact that the regional court of appeals rejected the appeals by the authors, thus confirming the lawfulness of the decisions adopted by the respective first instance courts, that one of the authors appealed to the Court of Cassation, which confirmed the decision, that he was considered convicted for being a member of an armed terrorist organization, but one of the decisions regarding dissemination of propaganda was later quashed, and also the social media post did not constitute a criminal offense. So the state party refers to the fact that indeed these proceedings were effective. They also refer to the applications lodged before the Constitutional Court. The first application was declared inadmissible for non-exhaustion of domestic remedies and for being manifestly insolvent. The second application and third applications are currently pending. And as for the appeal to the Court of Cassation, it was rejected and the sentence of imprisonment came into force. There's also an application to the Constitutional Court currently pending, all before the Constitutional Court. So the authors cite the committee's views in which the committee found that they exhausted automatic remedies. They could not obtain effective remedy through filing a complaint to the Constitutional Court, that the community cannot reverse or accept appeals to its views, that the state party has not complied with the committee's views, and continues to commit human rights violations, and it has not submitted any proof to show otherwise, and they have been unable to fully develop their defenses in domestic courts, and the state party courts have held the committee views against the authors in their judicial proceedings. So coming to the committee's assessment regarding the release of the authors, E, provide the authors with adequate compensation, E, and on non-repetition, also E, and committee's decision, follow-up dialogue ongoing with the state party. Thank you.